We left off yesterday. We said after the Takanas Ezra, everyone was the woman was Nises B'chol Yom, and a woman could get married every day, and that was the Psak Halacha. That was the Psak Halacha of the Gemara. We had left off with different days that we need to discuss, and the last point that we're in the middle of is we have to cover Shabbos, Friday, and Thursday. So when we discussed Friday, which we ended Shir, we had two reasons as to why, in fact, Halacha L'maaseh Bizman Hazeh, we do get married on Friday. Tosos pointed out on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the last Tosos on the bottom, that Halacha L'maaseh, we don't get married on Friday because Ein Danin B'Shabbos. Because if he has to take her to Beis Din the next day, Beis Din's not going to convene on Shabbos. But nowadays, Tosos point out two reasons why we get married on Friday. One is because Beis Din won't meet on Shabbos. They'll just get together and hear the tainis, and therefore that'll register, and it won't be karadaita. And then he pointed out, according to Rashi, the whole point of Halacha L'maaseh, according to Rashi of the Mishnah, is what? Is that a guy will come and make a noise and come to Beis Din and generate a kol, that there should be a problem. And if there's no institution that Beis Din has to meet every day, then it won't happen. So therefore, there's no Halacha L'maaseh, there's no problem in fact, getting married on Friday, because there's no point, L'maaseh. The whole point was to have an institution where you'd make sure Beis Din would meet, and therefore the kol be made. So I want to stress that point. That's what I'm saying. According to Rashi, you need a Beis Din to be there so that it'll come and cause a problem that a kol be generated. But Bizman Hazeh, no one meets anyway.
So then why can you get married? Why does that mean you can get married on Friday?
Because, again, the whole point is that you should be able to what? Go to Beis Din and generate a kol. But if there's no organized Beis Din in place, then the whole takanas doesn't get off the ground. The whole takanas is that you should go to Beis Din the next day and create a kol, create a problem. But there's no institution of Beis Din meeting, Rashi said. Okay? Not Rashi, but the Gemara said. Any day, L'maaseh, any day. Any day nowadays. That's what right. Dafki b'mayim kavu yom nesuin. But nowadays we don't have that. Ain't shaykh lo marachshav kach. We don't have that nowadays. So the whole thing though is no problem at all. For so of course you get married on Friday as well. Again, as you need an institution of a Beis Din. Nowadays there is no institution of Beis Din, right? That's what it said.
What does that have to do with her getting married on Friday? That's not connected.
No, any day is going to be okay. Even Friday. Tulsi has to be talking about Friday. There's no problem,
because L'maaseh. Since there is no Beis Din anyway.
The whole takana of getting married on a specific day was that you should be able to go to a set, organized Beis Din that convenes, and that you should be able to generate a kol.
Right.
But there is no set Beis Din that convenes.
So
you can't fill in the blank. So get married any day, including Friday. Okay? That's the way Rashi said it. So that's how we left off the end of Shir yesterday. So let's pick up with another few reasons as to why Friday is okay, and then we got to get to Shabbos and then Thursday, okay? So the Ritva I gave you has a theory where the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says that Halacha L'maaseh, the Ritva writes that it's mutter to be boil Halacha L'maaseh, and this is his theory. We're not chayshis, it's mutter to be boil Lel Yom Revi Ad Yom Chamishi, because there's three onos. For Wednesday night, Thursday day, and Thursday night. We're not choshish that he's going to cool down, be miskar daito, in those three onos. And therefore, it's mutter to get married on Friday, because what's going to happen? Get married on Friday, he'll have bia Friday night, you have Shabbos day and Shabbos night, and then Halacha L'maaseh, he'll take her to a Beis Din. Okay? Because Beis Din's kavu in the morning, no, Sunday morning. Beis Din's kavu every morning. Okay? So again, as long as you have three windows of time and that's it between the B and the Beis Din, the guy will not cool down, okay? The guy will not cool down, and therefore, says just like Wednesday night, Thursday night, Halacha L'maaseh is not a problem, right? He can get married Wednesday night, and he's got the three onus, because halacha lamaisa, it's mutter to be baller on the that Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, that Thursday day and Thursday night, and he'll take her to what? He'll take her to Beis Din, not a problem. So the same thing by Friday. He'll get married Friday, he'll bowl her Friday night. Then he's got Friday night, you have Shabbos day, Shabbos night, and therefore Sunday morning he'll take her to Beis Din, and therefore not a problem. You could get married what? You could get married on Friday. That's what the Ritva writes, okay? That's what the Ritva says. Yes, Daniel?
In the Wednesday case, when does he go to Beis Din?
No, we're talking about nowadays. Nowadays, right? Halacha l'maisa. According to the Gemara in Halacha l'maisa, get l'chachila, you could be boil l'chachila b'leil yom revi. Not a problem, right? Yeah. Even though until Ad Yom Chamishi the Shlosha Onos, we're not Choshish Karadaita. In such a small period of time, we're not Choshish. So Halacha l'maisa won't be a problem. So that's the theory of the Ritva. In that window of time, there won't be the Karadaita. So that's the third reason why you could get married on Friday. Okay, we had two reasons of Tosfos that Tosfos quoted in Rashi, and now we have the Ritva. Then I gave you the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, in the beginning of the Ksubis, which I gave you in the Ramazim, the Mordechai has Beferish. He says, Mordechai says, Beferish atakonis anim. There were a people that were not so wealthy, and they didn't have enough money to be able to pay for a wedding suda and also meals for Shabbos. So therefore, the Mordechai says they would get married on Friday because of takanas anim, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, nowadays we're anusim machmas mamon, the Ritva adds on. We don't have enough money to, in fact, get married during the week, so therefore we want to combine, therefore they get married on Friday, and they'd have the meal Friday night, which serve as the wedding feast, and also halacha l'maisa, their meal for Shabbos. He says that's the minig. The minig was, we got married on Friday because of Takanas Anim, says the Mordechai, and the Ritva says we're on Nusi Machmas Mamun. We don't have a lot of money. Yeah, I don't know about that. He said the minig developed. Might not be ideal, but that's the Metzius says no one has a lot of money.
Okay.
That's what Ritva says. He adds on, I want you to add on, the Nusi Machmas Mamun. We're on Nusi Machmas Mamun, we have no choice. Allah Lamaisa. What'd you say?
That's the fourth reason.
Yeah, that's the fourth reason. Okay. We have a privilege to have Rabbi Bacon come in and speak to us about Rosh Hashanah. And I want to encourage anyone who has questions and wants to speak with him. He's a wonderful Talmid Chacham and a great schus to have in the yeshiva. So without any further ado.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. My voice is a little weak, so I apologize. I'm a little hoarse. As Rehersh said, I want to discuss a little bit of Rosh Hashanah preparations. As you know, in yeshiva, we tried to make a little bit of a project for this whole Zman, Beidam L'Chavero, working on reaching out to others, focusing on those different mitos, whether it be Chesed, or Nosvim Olim L'Chavero, and V'chule V'chule. Our focus has really been to look outside of ourselves and reach out to the next person downstairs. I hope everyone was there. It was a wonderful and beautiful display of what it means to feel a sense of achrayas for each other. So I really want to just hammer home that message, and why it's appropriate for this Zman, not just, we can always work on Beinu L'Chaveiro, that's true, but why it does really make a lot of sense. First of all, just in terms of background, the reason why we chose it is because it was an outgrowth of a very difficult summer. Klal Yisrael went through a lot of tzaros. We know the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the payros of that whole time period was an unbelievable outpouring Klal Yisrael showed one for another. A real love and a care and concern what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, what's happening to our brothers and sisters, what's happening to people, people being most nefesh for each other. So we wanted to capitalize on that feeling of achdus and that feeling of reaching out and bring it to yeshiva and make sure that we propel that feeling forward so we don't lose it. We know how important it is, but we know how easily we lose it. So we really wanted to keep that going by focusing on those inyan. But it really makes sense at this time period. I want to share with you the following idea. You know, the Chafetz Chaim points out, if you look in Parshas Ekev, so it mentions the mitzvah of the halach v'drachav three separate times. Right, the halach v'drachav that we need to imitate our Kadosh Baruch and his mitos, to be a rachman, to be a chanun, and a kapayim. Three different times the Torah describes how we need to be more caring and concerning and giving to others. Why three times? And he notices the position of the psukim are very interesting. The first time it shows up, you have v'halach v'drachav in reference to Yirah Shamayim. The next time the pasuk shows up, it shows up in between Yira Shamayim and Avas Hashem. Yira and Avas Hashem. And then the third time it shows up, it's sandwiched in between Avas Hashem, then again Ba'alach Bedorachav, and Dveikus Bashem. Very interesting thing. So the Chafetz Chaim points out, he says, these are three madrigos in our Avodas Hashem being Adam L'Makom, right? Yira Shamayim, growing my Yira Shamayim. All the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a madriga, very lofty one, Halavai. We should all reach that. But then eventually we grow beyond even Yira. We bring the Yira with us, but we don't stop with Yira. We take it with us, the messages of Yira, and we connect on a higher level even to Avas Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the final, highest madriga, ultimately, is Dveikus Bashem, connecting to Hashem in a way, as the Ramban described, there's not a thought in the entire day that is not somehow connected and revolved around God. That's an unbelievable madriga. Not a single moment in my day, that's Dveikus Bashem. That's the ultimate highest level. So you might think, you might envision in your mind, so who are these people that Yirei Shamayim, Avas Hashem, and ultimately Dveikus Bashem? You might think it's a person who gets further and further removed from the people around them. Right, from society as a whole, a person who's Dovek Bashem, there's not a thought in his mind that's not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It must be some guy, off in a room someplace, is just totally enwrapped with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the rest of the world doesn't even exist in his mind. You might think that, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Parsha is teaching us this lesson, that if you want to grow to Yirei Shamayim, you want to grow to Avas Hashem, you want to go to Dveikus, it only can happen through Ba'alach B'Drachah, through Chesed, through Rachamim, between one and another. That's the only way you do it. That's the only way you can reach it. You can't be devoid and divorced from the world, from Klal Yisrael as a whole. You have to be more involved and more engaged with every other member of Klal Yisrael if you want to grow in your levels of connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, which is a powerful message. Now, why is that true? And there can be lots of different avenues and explanations you can give why it's true. I just wanted to share one possible thought. One possible thought of why this is so true. Why is it so inherently connected? Chesed, Avas Hashem, Chesed, Yirei Shamayim, Chesed. What? Why? There's an unbelievable word in the Yesh Kodesh, Parsis Maaseh. I enjoin you to read it yourself, but I want to do one paragraph inside because the words are beautiful. And he asks the question. Ula says the following unbelievable line in Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gei sev lo achmina. Ula says, I daven and I pray fervently that Mashiach should show up today, but I don't want to see him. So he says, I don't want to be around to witness it. What a strange comment. Mashiach should show up, halavai. I don't want to have to be around to see it happen. So the fi pashtus is that, well, we all are aware of the concept of Chevel Mashiach, that there's going to be a very difficult birth pains of Mashiach where people are going to go through tzaras. No one's going to go through that time without some scrapes and bumps and bruises and nebuch even more. So Ulu says, Mashiach should show up. It's very important. We need it for the Tikkun Olam. But I don't know if I can handle that. That's the pashtus. Says the Ish Kodesh, I can't be pshat. Can't be pshat, right? How could a person really say that they don't want to see Mashiach? They don't want to be there at the ultimate, you know, redemption of the world? And they're not willing to go through some pain to get to that moment? It doesn't make sense. Most people are very happy to hold on to their lives, even if it means going through some pain, right? Whatever a person has, he's willing to give up his limbs if he can hold on to a little bit of life. Life is precious. We daven for someone, they should live. Ula would want to live, he doesn't want to die. So he says the pshat is as follows. It wasn't about his own pain. Listen to the lashon here. Ula did not make this statement because of his own personal suffering. It was the suffering Klal Yisrael that made him say this. He cannot handle that Klal Yisrael should be in so much pain and witness that. That to him is beyond doable. And specifically, Ula, the Ish Kodesh points out in other places where Ula was a person very, very connected to the troubles of Klal Yisrael, someone who was very outwardly guided to help others. Listen to the language here. To the extent that a person loves himself, then he can't possibly attain any level of Avos Yisrael. Because he's always concerned about himself. Right, where everything is revolved around this person. What are my needs? What are my desires? What are my wants? And to the extent that a person is mevatel himself of what his needs are and what he wants and what his taivos are, then he connects to Klal Yisrael, he can be worried about Klal Yisrael, and he can be involved in Klal Yisrael. That's such an important lesson. Right? You can't have it both ways. You can't be like, I'm so involved in myself because I really want the best for me all the time, and I'm thinking about it all the time, how to make it happen, and oh yeah, and I love everybody else to that same degree, and I'm working for them too. It just doesn't go together. The more involved you are with yourself, the less you're involved with others. And that's a very important lesson. And I think that's connected to what we're discussing here with this idea of chesed. Chesed in its highest levels is worrying less about yourself and connecting with others. Now, how does that relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because if you look in the Gemara in Sotam, Daf Hei, the Gemara there describes at length that one of the greatest barriers between connection, us and the Ribono Shel Olam, is that sense of being self-absorbed. It's that sense of thinking about yourself, that sense of gaiva. The Gemara comments over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ein shomim lo tefilos." He doesn't listen to the tefilos of a person who really is involved with himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ein olam, ein ani v'hu yachal lador ba'olam." I can't coexist in this world with a person like that. There's no room for me. I'm shut out, says the Ribono Shel Olam. If we want to open up the door to Hashem, we have to open up the door to the guy next to us. We have to be at least being able to connect to someone right here in the flesh and the blood. You can't do that. You can't let the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not going to happen. It's not shy. I want to take this one step further. We just read about Arvos, last week's Parsha, continuing in this coming week's Parsha Nitzavim. What's Arvos? And I'll ask the question as follows. Why is it a Har Sinai where we describe and we extol the virtue of Achdus? Right? At Har Sinai, we stood there, mamish, totally united. Right? Kisha Chabaleva Chad, we were so close. And we don't learn out Arvos from Har Sinai. Why does it wait till Har Grizim and Har Eval, where we're accepting Klolos and Brachos, and now all of a sudden we learn out this idea of Arvos, which we think is something that's born out of a sense of real closeness? And I think the answer is, and there can be many answers, but I think the answer is if you look at the words of the Pesukim by Har Grizim and Har Eval themselves, you see something very interesting. The Pesukim say, Eilu yamdu levarech ha'am al Har Grizim, and these will stand on the mountain, levarech ha'am, to bless Klal Yisrael Har Grizim. Right? Were they the ones blessing Klal Yisrael? The people standing on the mountain? Wasn't it the Kohanim and some of the Levim standing in the valley below? Maybe not. Let's think about it. And then the very next pasuk afterwards says, Ve'ele yamdu al ha-klala. And these will stand on Har Eval for the klala. Not likalel, but al ha-klala. So you have livarech ha-sam, then you have al ha-klala. Why is that? The Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah jumps on this. Not in that, not on the spot, but in Vayikra. And I'd like to suggest the following, that what Klal Yisrael understood standing on that mountain was a very important lesson. It was not just that we feel connected to each other, but we're taking a responsibility for each other. It's an active process where it's not just an idea, a thought, a feeling, it's an action. I'm moving into action mode. I'm going to take responsibility for another person. And that's what was happening. Eile yamdu livarech is when they stood at Anhar Grizim, they weren't just receiving a bracha, they understood if I have a bracha, I have to be a conduit to funnel that bracha to others. I'm going to be a channel. If I have something fortunate in my life, I'm going to give it to others. I'm going to pass it over. Bracha is not going to end with me. If I have certain things, I'm going to share it with somebody else. Ve'ele yamdu al ha-klala, if there's going to be a klala, if there's going to be pain and suffering, I'm going to make it stop with me. I'll take the hit for my fellow Jew. I don't want anyone else to suffer that same way. That's taking a measure of responsibility for other members of Klal Yisrael. You know, Har Sinai was a powerful experience, but in a certain sense, it was a very individualistic experience. We were felt together, but we each stood there at Har Sinai kind of in our own trance. We each heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice individually. As the Zohar points out, and I said it's in the Yam Shel Shlomo, I don't read the Zohar, but he mentions that, right? At Har Sinai, there were lots of tzinodos, there were lots of different channels to every single individual. We each receive Torah at our level, at our darga, for our potential. There's something very personal and individualistic about that. So it was a feeling of closeness, but it wasn't taking responsibility for the next year. It was me, my Torah, my learning, how I'm connected to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's one important experience. But the Arvos that happened in Arvizim Harivah was the next experience, which is, now I take responsibility. If I have a bracha, I have a gift, I'm going to share it. I've got some money, I'm going to give tzedakah. I've got some talents, I'm going to share it with the world. If I've got, you know, if I've got ways that I'm studying a class and I can help out the next person that seems struggling, I'm going to make sure to share that. If I have chevra and another guy doesn't, I'm going to bring them in. That's sharing the bracha. And if there's a klala rachmana litzlan, it's being able to step up to the plate and say, rabbonu shalolam, we're davening for that person who wanted to stop. We're not going to let that continue. It's that level of responsibility that we up the game, so to speak, at Har Gizim and Har Eval. And I think that's the important message here. Of chesed is not just the concept that we want to think about and talk about. We have to think about heading into Rosh Hashanah, how do we do something about it? And it's bedafka in this past week's Parsha Kisavo that number one, we have the stress of simcha, right? The samachta b'chol atov, and tachas asher lo avata l'sol asher kach b'simcha, the fact that we were not misameach, because the message is, if you understand the responsibility of Klal Yisrael, and it's not about yourself anymore, you will be the simcha. When we're caught up in our own problems all the time, even in a good way, but it's all about us, we're not the simcha. Our world is very closed. Simcha is a sense of expansiveness, it's a sense of joy, exuding something. That can only be accomplished if you're external, you look outside yourself. If you do that, you're going to have simcha in your life. And finally, we know in this week's Parsha, it stresses the fact, Hashkifa me'on kochecha, right? Rashi, not here, but Rashi in Parshas Vayir points out that all hashkafa b'Torah, b'mikra, l'ra. All hashkafa, whenever you see the word v'ayashkef and hashkifu in the Torah, always means something bad is about to happen. Except for this week's Parsha v'ayashkifu. Why? What's the difference? Because in this week's Parsha, as Rashi points out, because it was about the mitzvah of matnos kahuna, giving over, giving tzedakah to the Kohen, to the Levi, right? Not keeping what you have to yourself, but sharing with others. What's the source of chet? The source of chet is you're so involved in yourself. It's my taivos, it's my desire, it's what I want. It's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu expects me, it's not what this other guy needs. It's all about me. That's the source of chet. Chet is you become important this moment that you want to do what you want to do. Even if you have a larger responsibility, either the God or the Klal Yisrael. So what's the tikkun then? What's the tikkun? It's to give. It's to turn outside yourself. It's to give to others. It's to give to the Kohen. It's to give to the Levim. It's to share with other people. It's the arvus of really taking responsibility for somebody else. That's the tikkun. That's what we're diving for in Rosh Hashanah. We can take l'ra'a, v'yashkef l'ra'a, and we can make it l'tova if we look outside ourselves. And we start doing problems. So let's take whatever days we have left till Rosh Hashanah, Aser Yisrael, Tshuva. Let's really think about what we can do for other people. What can I do in my own way, in my own measure, that I wasn't thinking about before, but now I'm going to set aside time and think about it a little bit. What can I really do? How can I make someone's life better? How can I share Torah with somebody? Right? Torah's chesed, that's the highest form of chesed. Share Torah with somebody. How can I help somebody monetarily? How can I help somebody who's a little down in the dumps? This is our tikkun. This is going to be our zechus heading into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So think about those messages, but more importantly, try to actualize this in real meaningful ways in your life. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you very
much. Okay, let's begin. So we said that there are four reasons so far why you can get married on Friday. Okay? Last reason we just said was Takana Sanim, correct. Okay. So let's continue, Viker. The Ran, which I gave in the Shulchan Aruch, says a tremendous chiddush. You know, we mentioned that there are 12 months between Kiddush and Nisuin, Mishnah says, and Ksubis, to prepare for the wedding. Nowadays, we do it all in one shot. So, therefore, if a guy would claim Pesach Pasuach, what are you worried about? There's nothing to worry about because he's not believed, because the Sfeik Sfeikin. Because there's no room to say she was Mezana Tachtav. Because the Kiddush and Nisuin are done at the same day. So, therefore, Halacha l'maisa, the whole time that he has to take her to Beis Din is batel. And therefore, she definitely was not what? She definitely was not Mezana Tachta, because he was with her the whole time. Therefore, if he's with her the whole time, there's no reason why, in fact, you have to be worried about anything. And the Chalkas Mechoykek says, Beferish, in Simen Samech Ches, Sifkot and Ches, and the Beis Shmuel, and Sifkot Yud Gimel, since Bizman Hazeh, we do Kedushin, Nisun, he's Boler, Toch Shiva Brachas. What are you worried about? The chassid was with the kallah the whole time. That she couldn't have been mezana with someone else. So there's nothing to worry about. Why does he have to take her to Beis Din? She wasn't mezana tachtav. Therefore, the minhag is to get married even on Friday. Aye, there's no Beis Din tomorrow. Who cares? He doesn't have to take her. That's a very beautiful reasoning as well. I wanted you to see, though, I hope you saw it, the Meiri quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that this is wrong. Even though most people are Makadish and Nisuin of all Miad like we do nowadays, ain't Mechalik. And the Halacha Lamaisu, we shouldn't Mechalik in the Dakana, and people should get married on Wednesday. So that's smack against the Ran, okay? That's smack against that Ran, the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Miri quotes, okay? He says, I don't care, even though it doesn't apply, Halacha Lamaisu, we cannot do it, Lamaisu, ain't Mechalik, but Dakana, and all Nashim should get married on Wednesday. Against the Ran's theory. But that's a very interesting Ran. Halacha Lomaisa, that's in the Aleph Amud Beis and the Daf Arif. Okay? All right, fine. So that's the fifth reasoning overall. And lastly, the sixth reason why you could get married on Friday, Halacha Lomaisa, is as follows. And that is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah said a very beautiful pshat, and he said that he compared that, we'll learn in the Gemara B'Zishem, on Gimel Amud Beis, when there's a Sakana, they used to move the marriage to Tuesday. Okay? And when the sakana was that the hegmon would live with the psulas. After the sakana dissipated, they kept the minig to get married on Tuesdays. So compare Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday is 2 days before Thursday, which is a beis din. Friday is also considered to be halacha lamaisa, the same concept, because the difference between Tuesday and Thursday is the same distance between what? Yom Shishi and Yom Rishon, which is the Zman based in the Zman Hazeh. So that's the Ra'ah's theory, and therefore he says you could get married on Friday. So after it's all said and done in this Mahalach, we have six different Svaras why, in fact, you're allowed to get married on Friday. Okay? Six different Svaras. We said the two in Tosos today, we were in Chazimo and then briefly in the beginning of Shir. We said the Ritva regarding Kururi Daite. We said the Mordechai Legabit Tekanes Anim. We said the Ran regarding all in one shot, which we said was against Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Ra'ah comparing Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday 2 days before Beis Din, Friday 2 days before Beis Din. Okay, Donnie, you got me? That's why Lamaisa, that's why Halacha Lamaisa, we would assume you could get married on Friday. Now let's get to Shabbos. What do you say about Shabbos? Okay, so that's regarding getting married on Friday. Okay, that's regarding getting married on Friday. Now what about Shabbos? Nisuin b'Shabbos. Oh, there's no doubt. One sec, Keith. We got a few questions. I want to just do this, and we'll get to your questions. Okay, we got a lot to do. Bez Hashem. So Lomaisa, the Mishnah says explicitly in Beya, you cannot have kedushin on Shabbos. Why? Zereshem yichtov kedushin you cannot have. Mishnah in Beya. That's a beferish of Mishnah in Beya lamed vavim at base. You cannot have kedushin on Shabbos. However, what about nisuin? So the pashtus is our Gemara said a woman can get married every day. Shabbos is not included. It's usher to get married on Shabbos, says the Ran and Beya. The Ran and Beya says you can compare it to Yibum. What is Nisuin? Bia. Yibum is also usher on Shabbos. Yibum is just Bia. So therefore, if Bia is considered to be Yibum, which is a Kenyan, so too Nisuin as well. And therefore, he wants to tie it that it would be an Isser, Halacha Lomaisa, not just to have Kedushin on Shabbos, but also Nisuin. Memele, Halacha Lomaisa, there are some exceptions. If someone had never been married and doesn't have kids, it's mutter to do nisuin on Shabbos. Halacha lomaisa. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on, in Siman Shin Lamates Sifkon Tet Zayin, if he has kids but he's not married, he's also mutter to get married on Shabbos.
He says even in Yibum, because Yibum, kid doesn't, they don't have kids. So.
No, what do you mean Dafka? She doesn't have kids. He might have kids from a first wife, right? And she has no Chiyuv Peruvu, right? What'd you say? Because Puruvu. We allow a heter because of Puruvu.
You get married on Shabbos?
Yes, that's the exception. Not what'd you say? We allow it. Letzorach mitzvah. It's Letzorach mitzvah. The Puruvu allows it. Letzorach mitzvah. You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, but the Gzer B'Mokom mitzvah we allow.
We say really the Ran is not applicable?
No. We said everyone agrees that this is mutter. If you have exception to the that there's a mitzvah, we suspend the Gzer. We suspend the Xeris. So therefore, what the two heterim are, number one, if he has no wife and kids, and Mr. Brewer adds on, if he has kids and he has no wife, and Sif cut that sign, he also said it's mutter. And the truth is...
That's currently or ever?
Halacha in Lamdus, we would say it's mutter, but the Ramah adds, we should not rely on this Halacha Lamaisa, Ela Bishasat Chagorl. If you have no other choice, Halacha Lamaisa, then you could get married on Shabbos in such a situation if you don't have a wife, you don't have kids, or if you have kids. This kula, the Ramah says you should only rely on Bidiyevit, Shasat Chak. But L'charchila, you should not do this, Halacha Lamaisa. You should not do this. We'll get to all the questions, okay? But let's just finish this Mahalach. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, you have a heter to get married, but the Mishnah Ramah says we should not rely on this. And the Miri says Ben Hashmashes, which is, you know, right before Tzeis HaKochavim, it's mutter to get married, because on Ben Hashmashes we have no Isur D'Rabbanan. On Ben Hashmashes we have no Isur D'Rabbanan. That's what the Beis Shmuel said in Simen Samach Tal and Sifkat and Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkat and Tetvav. So the Mishnah Berurah wrote, Halacha Lamaisa, he doesn't like this whole deal to get married right before Shabbos. Halacha Lamaisa, because you know what's going to happen? Many averas are going to happen. Muksa, Tiltal Muksa, the women are going to delay lighting on time. And he says, if you cannot have a wedding on Erev Shabbos, that's the best bet. Especially if it's going to be before Shabbos. So at the end of the day, it's really improper to do it, Halacha Lamaisa. So the truth is, we had six Hesberim, why Friday's okay, even though our Gemara said Nisus B'chol Yom, what about Shabbos? Shabbos is not okay unless you have these exceptions where you've never been married, or you're not married, you don't have kids, or even if you have kids, but you're not presently married. But even L'chadchila, the Ramah says not to rely on it, and the Mishnah Berurah says even Friday, Ben Hashmashus, even though Midrabanan is okay, but he doesn't like it because it could cause to a lot of Yisurim, Halacha L'mais, okay? So these are, that's Legabe Friday and Shabbos, okay? Yeah, Kibi, go ahead.
One is, according to the Mishnah Berurah,
yes.
What's the svara of that if you have kids already and you're not married?
Because it's a man should be married.
And then that's enough of a mitzvah.
Yes, that's enough of a mitzvah to break this Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, Gzeirah Shem Yichtov. It's not good to have a man to be single, okay?
And regarding Friday,
it's a good kasha. Go ahead.
So the Ra'as said that, since by the Bismanas Akana they made it Tuesday, so Tuesday to Thursday is the same as Friday to Monday?
Friday to Sunday, because Beis Din meets every day. Friday to Sunday. Okay. Two days. Friday to Sunday. Very good. Yes, Jeremy, go ahead.
According to Shalom, we said the problem with Shabbos is that it's creating kinyan, right?
That's by an almanet, right? An almanet, let's get that. I'm glad he asked that. By an almanet, what's the kinyan we said? We mentioned for B is the kinyan. By a besula, what is it? It's the Yichud. Okay. Now, did you see the Rush? I wanted you to see the Rush in Siman Gimel. What did the Rush say? Did anyone recall? What does the Rush say? Why is it a problem, the suin on Shabbos? Because you're kona maisi adayim of your wife, and you're zolcha b'metziah. You saw that, Rush? Why can't you get married on Shabbos, the suin b'Shabbos? Because you're zolcha b'maisi adayim, and if she has an aveda, you get it. So it's a kinyan. So I'm glad he asked him that, Jeremy. By a besula, the kinyan is under the chuppah, the Yichud. An almana has been already had bia once, so until you actually do bia with her, it's not a kinyan.
Does it make a difference how you view nisuin or gemara kinyan or kinyan or
kinyan? Not by an almana, because until you anything short of bia won't be a kinyan for an almana.
Right.
For a besula, it's the yichud is enough. Okay, so Daniel was asking me, what happens if you have an almana that gets remarried, right? And let's just she was anita at the time of her wedding, and therefore the first time she would be with you is like on Shabbos. That would be usher, because the real kinyan is on Shabbos. So you'd have to tell her to go to mikveh Saturday night. You follow me, Donnie? Because by Almana, the B is the kinyan. Okay, so we took care of Friday and Shabbos now. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
I didn't understand the how he said that since there was a sakana for the ghost to marry on Tuesday, so
right, after the sakana went away, they still said get married on Tuesday. Because Tuesday to Thursday was fine. So too Friday to Sunday is fine too as well.
But maybe they Dafka pushed it off to Tuesday, and they didn't push it off to Friday, shows that you can't get married on Friday because of the whole problem.
No, but what he's saying is that...
But he's comparing the distance.
He's comparing the distance after the Sakana.
Right, but then you can just ask, so then why didn't they just make the girls get married on Friday, push it forward a day, and get married
No,
on
he's
Friday.
Just saying it's similar. Just like Tuesday was fine, Friday's fine as well. Like, Abbe, the notion of taking her to a basement.
Friday might be different because we don't have Bezdin on Shabbos. So,
no, but as long as there's a distance from Friday to Sunday, it's 2 days, you can take her to Beis Din. Tuesday to Thursday, you can take her to Beis Din.
So there wouldn't be an extra problem.
Correct.
And also, I didn't understand the round so much that you compare Nisun to Yibum.
Yibum is Bia.
Right.
Nisun is also Bia.
Okay.
So Yibum is Beferish, the Mishnah is Asr.
So,
yes, so Nisun is going to be Asr too as well. The Mishnah says explicitly Kedushin is Asr. Nisuin, you could also make a diuk is also explicitly.
Isn't the Kenyan in Yibum, though, with a bia, whereas Nisuin is not necessarily the Kenyan?
That's true. So the Nisuin, but you can't do the Nisuin on Shabbos. We said by Absulah, the Nisuin is the Yichud. So you can't do the Chuppah on Shabbos, because that's the Kenyan by Absulah.
I thought the Kenyan by Absulah is the Kedushin.
That's the Kenyan of Kedushin, but the Kenyan of Nisuin is the Chuppah. Right? By an Almana, the Kenyan is the bia. There's two kinyanim, right? And we had a whole lum. This is the Gemara kinyan or a separate kinyan. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, very good. Okay, let's go weiter now. Okay, now we did Shabbos. We did Friday Shabbos. What about Thursday? What's the story about Thursday, okay? What's the story about Thursday? Again, we're chiseling it down. It said, Nisus b'chol yom v'yom. What about Thursday? So, it's interesting. The Yushalmi says, in the beginning of the Masechta, that Beis Din does not meet on Erev Shabbos on Friday in Dini Mominus, because Beis Din is not Yotzin Berev Shabbos. Kevin Shane Beis Din Yotzin Berev Shabbos, how do you get married on Thursday? You can't take her to Beis Din the next day. So if you can't take her to Beis Din the next day, why don't they meet on Friday? Because they got to get ready for Shabbos, right? So what's the answer to that? How do you get married on Thursday? Beis Din doesn't meet on Friday. The answer is, you're right, they don't meet. But they meet to hear Tainus. They meet to hear Tainus. Now if you look in the Ran, they don't even meet to hear Tainus. What do? They just what? If the Balabatim want to get them together, they'll come. The other Rishonim actually say explicitly that they get together formally to hear Tainus. So it's a variation. I want you to get that, the difference between the Ran and the other Rishonim. Ran says they don't even get together to hear Tainus. The Balabatim got to get them together. The other Rishonim say no. The other Rishonim say they get together to hear Tainus. So that's not a problem. And if there's an issue, then they'll judge them on Sunday. Not a problem. Halacha l'maisa. So we see that they'll register it, and then therefore, halacha l'maisa, if there's a Tainus Besulim, they can come to Beis Din, they can give their taina, and then Beis Din, if they need the paskin, they can paskin on Sunday, halacha l'maisa. If there's a real issue that they think that this woman is usher, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so very good. So we got Shabbos, Friday, and Thursday. I'm sorry, Mayor Simcha, go ahead.
I was just going to ask a question. I didn't think about this during
sleep. Yes.
A little bit of a kimta.
Yeah.
But doesn't Gemara say, when it talks, and I think in the Mem, it talks about the Maisei Dehan and the Tiyasa, where it's...
Yes, Mem Zayin and Beis.
Right?
We mentioned it.
I think Rashi or the Gemara says there that she's allowed to be mochel that, right?
Well, we'll see about Shakhtar whether you can be Michael. Okay.
So assuming you can be Mokal, that the Maisei Dehan and Mitziyosa?
No. Maisei Dehan and Mizonos.
Right. So
right.
She's saying, before they get married, I'm going to be Mokal, I make more than you, I don't want to be Michael with that.
Okay.
Then there's no Kenyan, and they'd be able to get married on Shabbos?
You mean according to the Rush? According to the Rush, you're saying?
Or everyone who says you can't.
Well, the Rush is the reason why Shabbos is not good, Lamaisa.
There are a few others also who said Kenyan.
Right. No, it's all because of a Kenyan. The Shaila is, you're saying the Kenyan is because you have to support her, but let's say they do Mechila. It's a good point. Good point, Mayor Simcha. Let's say you're totally Michael, you're saying.
And then there's no Kenyan being made?
Yeah.
What's the
point of Nesu'an?
Lamaisa, well, Nesu'an, you have a Heter Bia, Lamaisa. So there's a Kenyan anyway within the Heter Bia. So you could say the Kenyan Lamaisa allows you to be with her. But Lamais, if you're being mochel all mominous responsibilities, questions can be mochel about everything, about the kfura, about bearing. It's a good question. Mayor Simcha brings up, let's think about it, Lamaisa. If the rush is correct, the reason why I can't nesu'in on Shabbos is because the kinyanim and dini mominous. So let's say she's mochel everything, would you allow a nesu'in on Shabbos? Interesting.
You could say, that's such a...
Yeah, you could say it's a little plug. Could be it's a little plug. Also, let's say things that aren't mominous, like kfura and things like that. You know what I mean? Okay, let's think. It's good, very good.
Doesn't a kinyan have to take place before the mechila happens?
Right.
Isn't the kinyan the first step before the mechila?
Right, but she can say any nizonis veni isa, though, before the nesu'in begins. That's the relationship, yeah. That'll be in their ksuba. So, okay, that's good. It's a good kasha. Let's think about it. Allah lamaisa. Very good. All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, so we have this lamaisa. Yes.
Back to the rub from the first day of Shir.
That's what Daniel was suggesting, maybe. That if you say it's a separate Kenyan, it'd be a problem. But if it holds a Gemara Kenyan, then why should it be? Maybe it's not a problem. If it's a Gemara Kenyan, maybe we should allow Nesu'in on Shabbos. Maybe. But we're saying that it's usher, though. Unless you have these exceptional cases, you have no kids. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Going back to the Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yes.
So, what does he do with the Gemara?
The Rabbeinu Yonah just says, halacha
l'maisa. Says you're supposed to get married.
Yeah, but that the Gemara is talking about when you had 12 months. When there's a 12-month gap. Bizman hazeh, we don't have a 12-month gap.
So
the whole Gemara that says, Nisis b'chol yom v'yom, is when you have a gap. We don't have a gap. We do everything in one shot.
So then it shouldn't be like kol shigayim. You can get married any day.
No, that's the Ran. That's what the Ran says. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Yonah says a low plug. They always kept a low plug. They always kept a low plug. Halacha l'maisa. We'll see another instance. We'll see another instance. It's a low plug. Wednesday always keep as Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
But in a case of 12 months, we would not say it's a local.
No. It says Nisus b'chol yom v'yom. Yeah, it says Nisus b'chol yom v'yom. But nowadays, since we do everything in one shot, the Ron says, halacha l'maaseh, we do it. Yeah, okay. In other words, you're saying that the Gemara said b'zman hazeh, b'chol yom v'yom, l'maaseh, but I think what the Rabbinian is saying is that even if most people are mekadesh v'nosan v'ol miyad, you shouldn't be mechalik b'takana, when the takana existed. He doesn't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara says b'chol yom v'yom.
So he's not talking about our Gemara. He's talking about
right. In other words, the question is, do you fit in what we do with our Gemara? The Ron says yes, because nowadays our Gemara was talking about where there was a gap. We don't have a gap. So what we do is not against what's in the Gemara, halacha l'maaseh, because we do everything on the same day. So it's not going to be a problem. That's why he says, since we do everything on the same day, we should be able to get married what? We should be able to get married on Friday. So the question is that, how do you read that into the Gemara when it says, Nisis b'chol yom v'yom? What is Nisis b'chol yom v'yom? Is Friday okay? So the Ron says, yes, it is good okay, because we do everything halacha l'maaseh, you know, with no gap. We do everything with a gap, so there's nothing to worry about. The Rabbeinu Yonah said not that way. Rabbeinu Yonah said, Rov anashim that are nosin bol miyah, we're not mechalik b'takana. And they should all get married, what? They should all get married on Wednesday. Halacha l'maaseh. There's a lechachila to get married on Wednesday. Even though the Gemara says nisbuch yom, they can't argue on the Gemara. But he just said there's still a mandate. The Ron says no way. The fact is we do everything together, that fall away by the wayside. He says there's still a nini lechachila. Even though you're right, the Gemara said b'chol yom v'yom. Absolutely. Okay, very good. So that, the Maisa, is the pshat about Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Okay, let's go now, Viter. The Gemara said b'feirish. Let's go back now to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, what are you talking about? The Gemara said, we got a problem. The Gemara said that before Tekanes Ezra, there was a Beis Din Kavu every day. Women get married every day, b'chol yom v'yom. Kodem Tekanes Ezra, who cares? Might have Avik. Gemara says there's a big difference. If there ever be a situation where we'll have Beis Din every day, you can get married every day. But the Gemara says, Habin in Shaktu. Right? The Gemara says, Bin in Shaktu. What did the Gemara say? You need Shaktu. So what does it mean you need Shaktu? You need 3 days. How can you do every marriage every day? So the Maram Shif is bothered by the following kashu. Let's get this. The Maram Shif says, he doesn't understand. Why does the Gemara ask this kasha, being in Shaktu, only after it says, Ma'da Hava Hava? Right? Why does the Gemara ask the kasha only after it asks, Ma'da Hava Hava? Very good kasha. The Gemara only waits on the kasha, Ha being in Shaktu, Yossi, after it says, Ma'da Hava Hava. Why didn't they ask it beforehand?
When was it supposed to ask?
The Gemara could have asked right away, Ha being in Shaktu. The Gemara made a chiluk. L'maisa. Yeah, the Gemara said b'feirish that mikatakana of Ezra ve'elech you need shein v'chamisha. Kodem takana Ezra Beis Din meets every day. Kol yom v'yom. Okay, so the Gemara said Beis Din meets kodem Ezra kol yom v'yom. So the Gemara said kodem takana Ezra. Who cares? Then the Gemara touched it up. Why didn't the Gemara just ask right away? L'maisa habin and shaktu. Right. So we mentioned this, but it's a very beautiful pshat, he says. The din of Shaktu, we never would misaken a Yom Miyuchad for Nisuin based on Shaktu alone. Only after the mitaken Nisuin based on Tainus Besulin did they add on Shaktu. That Monday, that Thursday is good, that Wednesday is good, and not Monday. So when the Gemara understood Shmuel Bar Yitzchok was talking to Kodem Ezra, we're not going to ask Shaktu, because Kodem Ezra, there was no Takanus Besulin. There was no Tainus Besulin. Only once the Gemara says, after Tekanes Ezra, we get married because of Tainus Besulin. Then the Gemara asks, oh, don't get married, Lamaisa. Then the Gemara asks, Kosifa, since you're not getting married, Kodem Yom Wednesday, because it's Bottle Tainus Besulin, but Lamaisa, there's a din of Shaktu. So the Gemara can't ask it right. Gemara can't ask Shaktu right away. Only after we introduce Tainus Besulin, then can the Gemara ask the Kasha of Shaktu. Okay? Because Shaktu doesn't stand on its own. So when the Gemara quoted Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, you can't ask, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak that says, you know, Ein Beis Din is B'Sheni B'Chamishi, but Kodem Takana is Beis Din Kvulim Chol Yom. Ha, Shaktu, what do you mean this is B'Chol Yom? Shaktu doesn't exist before Takana Ezra. before Tainis Pesulim. So that's what the Gemara teaches you. Hachikamer, if there's Bata Dinim there, Kavuna Idna. And then after Tukanis Ezra, then already we could ask on Shakta, because Shakta is only an offshoot of Tainis Pesulim. That's the Pshat in the Gemara that the Maharam Shif says beautifully, Pshat in the Gemara. Oh, so what's Taka the Gemara's answer? The Gemara answers the Triachle. The Tarachle, let's say. Not the Triachle, the Tarachle. So what's Pshat here, guys? The Tarachle. Okay, what does it mean? He troubles himself. He works hard to get the Pshat, Lamaisa. Here he works hard to get the wedding. Okay? Here he works hard to get the wedding. So let's, what does this mean? Halacha Lamaisa. What does this mean? So, this is a very interesting, rarely will you find that the Achronim argue on Rishonim. Very rarely. But here's an instance where many, many of the Gedolei Achronim argue on the Rishonim. And what they say is as follows. When the Gemara said the Triachle, the Tarachle, that he works hard and you can get married every day, was that only Bizman Hazeh? Was that only Bizman Hazeh? When you say the Tarachle? Is that only Bizman Hazeh, or is that even Bizman HaMishnah? Or is that even Bizman HaMishnah, that even Bizman HaMishnah, if he gets it together, Halacha Lamaisa, he can get married any day. Okay? What do you say, Halacha Lamaisa? So the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran, they all say, Beferish, that if you're our Tarachle, you get it together, not only can you marry, get married every day, Bizman Hazeh, after the Takana, but even Bizman HaMishnah. You could get married every day. So they learn, the Rover of the Rishonim learn, Halacha Lamaisa. What did Rover of the Rishonim learn? Rover of the Rishonim learn what? That when the Mishnah says, when the Gemara says the Tarachle, even Bizman HaMishnah, if you're Tarachle, you could get married any day. There's no requirement of Shaktu. However, Rashi and the Rambam say not that way. Rashi, Poshup Shat, in the Shita Mikubetzis, the Shita Mikubetzis says, is Medayik from Rashi. Shita Mikubetzis wants to be Medayik from Rashi, a beautiful diuk. The Shita Mikubetzis wants to say the following diuk. He wants to say that Rashi stresses Sheni B'Shabbos. Im Tarach Lefnei HaShabbos, Atikin Tzorkei Suda, Konso Becha B'Shabbos, O B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Why does he say Sheni B'Shabbos? Because he could get married on Sheni B'Shabbos. Right? There's no prevention getting married on Sunday. After the Takana, though, you can't get married on Sunday, on Monday. Because Allah Lamaisa, you wouldn't want to be Mechalik in the Takana. So the what the Shittim gets is Medayik from Rashi, Allah Lamaisa, is that Bizman HaMishnah, even if he does work hard, you have to get married on Wednesday. And the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam, I gave you two Rambams, a Perek Yud, Allah Yudal, and Ilchus Ishis. The Rambam paskins, Bizman HaZeh, a woman gets married any day of the week. Right? Any day of the week, he says. And the Rambam writes in Lachi Yates, he gives man Lel Shabbos or Yom Echad, you have to pay mizonos. Because you can't get married on those days, on Friday night or on Sunday. Because of the Takonet. So then it's clear from the Rambam, if he gives man would be Monday or Tuesday, you'd be chayiv in mizonos. You'd be chayiv in mizonos. Because Monday and Tuesday, Allah Lamaisa, are those days, Lamaisa, you can't get married because of the Takonet of Shaktu. Right? So anything that's stopping you because of a takana, you shouldn't have to pay. So it's clear the Rambam holds that on those, he holds like those achronim, that the Mishnah says you have to get married, halacha l'maisa, on Wednesday. And if you work hard, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha l'maisa, you have to get married on Wednesday. So let's go over it again. Most of the Rishonim learned that Tarachle is not just Bizman HaZeh, but even Bizman HaMishnah. If you're Tarachle, you can marry any day. Okay? Except for Rashi and the Rambam. The Shita Mikubetz is Medayik in Rashi. Halacha L'maisa. The Shita Mikubetz is Medayik in Rashi. That Bizman HaMishnah, the Tarachle, you could not get married on, on any day of the week, even if you work hard. And the Rambam is the same thing. Again, how do we prove it in the Rambam? Please get it. The Rambam paskins in Yud Halacha Yudalim. Bizman HaZeh, a woman can get married any day, except Lel Shabbos in Yom Echad, because there might be Chil Shabbos. The Rambam writes in the Lucky Yates, what happens if Ki is man Friday night or Sunday? Do you have to pay Mizonos? If it's Friday night or Sunday, no, because you're not supposed to get married to her on that day, right? You're not supposed to get married to her. So what happens if Ki is man on Monday or Tuesday? Do you have to pay? I would think you have to pay, because you could get married on Monday or Tuesday. You could get married on Monday or Tuesday. So the kasha is those days you can't get married because of Shaktu. Isn't there a din shaktu? So you have to say the Rambam holds, like those achronim, that bismana mishnah, you must get married on Wednesday, and it doesn't help you for yitzchak masuda. And when the Gemara says, halacha lemaisa on Monday and Tuesday, halacha lemaisa on Monday and Tuesday, einam ala mazonos, is because why? Why don't you have to pay her mazonos? You know why? Because I can't get married to her on Monday and Tuesday, even if I'm Torech. Bismana zeh, yes, but not bismana mishnah. So what emerges is a machlokes Rova the Rishonim against the Rambam and Rashi when it says did Tarichle also include the Zman of the Mishnah? That's the Shaila. According to Rova Rishonim, did Tarichle means what? Not just Bizman Azeh. We negate Shaktu, but even Bizman of Mishnah you can negate Shaktu and you could get married any day if you're the Tarichle. If you're the Tarichle, okay? Even Bizman of Mishnah, right? Even Bizman of Mishnah. You could get married what? Any day. What do I mean by any day? Does that really mean any day? You got to clarify that. Not any day, but it's got to be what? Within the window of Kuri Daite. Okay? Because you got to be able to take her to base on Monday, Thursday. That still exists, Tainus Pesula, right? So all Rova the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rif, and the Ran say that the Tarichle is not just what? Bisman Azeh. But it's also Bisman Amishnah. That we get rid of what? We get a din of Shaktu. And the Rashi and the Rambam say not that way. That it's only for Bizman Azeh. Bizman Amishnah, you got to get married on Wednesday no matter what. That's it. And the Chaps and Afkamin, if you give Zman on Monday or Tuesday, did you have to pay Mizonos? No. Because Bizman Amishnah, I have to get married on Wednesday. So that's a major machloikis in the Rishonim, how you learn up the Tarichle. Poshup shot in the Gemara, it's only talking Bizman Azeh, right? Isn't that Poshup shot in the Gemara? No, what do you say? Isn't that Poshup shot in the Gemara? Habin and Shaktu. So Gemara says no, the Tarichle. That's b'churan the bisman hazeh, that their nieces b'chol yom v'yom, their kavu b'chol yom v'yom. Poshup shat. The shaila is it also work bisman the mishnah. But I'm just pointing out, if you're going to say the bisman the mishnah, halacha l'maisa, that's fine, according to Rashi and Rambam. According to other Rishonim, though, you could get married any day, but you got to make sure you can fulfill tainus besulim. So you got to make sure your kruidaita is still, you know, not going to be an issue. You want to make sure your kruidaita is not going to be an issue. Now, if you make sure it's not an issue, that's fine. Okay, excellent. So Memeila, this leads us to the following, okay? This leads us to the following. It's very interesting, very fascinating. Halacha lemaisa. Let's get this. We got to get to it. The Shita Mekubetzis writes Beferish, Halacha lemaisa. And this pshat in the Gemara, let's get it. Habin and Shaktu. Says the Shita Mekubetzis, if we're matter to get married on Sunday, where he made a lot of meals and he got together the circuit too, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Says the Shita Mekubetzis on this pshat of the Tarichle, people are going to make a mistake and they're going to get married other days. The whole takana is going to go up in smoke. V'tizbatel ikra takana shetiktum shum tainus pesula. Okay, please get this. The Shita Mekubetzis learns the pshat that when it says the Tarichle, what does the Tarichle mean? The Tarichle means that if we matter them to get married on Sunday, what's going to happen? Donnie, what's going to happen? The whole thing is going to go up in smoke, and people are going to get married any day of the week, and the whole takana of Tainus Pesulim is going to go up in smoke. Okay? We got that, Chlor? That's how the Shita Mekubetzis learns, okay? That the Tarichle is that we cannot, halacha lemaisa, if we allow them to get married on Sunday, it's going to be a big mistake, and it's batal likra takana. And he quotes the Ritvan Yevamis, Kol midos chachamim kach heim shalochalik begezerasim v'taknososim di lo lo kai meklal. If you're machalik in the takanas and gezeras, the whole thing's going to go up in smoke. And therefore, there were chazal or koveya a yom yuchad l'nesuim because of tainus pesulim, and that was Wednesday because of shaktu. And I do not mevatel it even if you're making the tzarkei suda. Okay, so let's get the svara, please. We're being masber. What is the svara? Why the Tarichle doesn't help? Why does the Tarichle not help? According to Rov Rishon of Bizman the Mishnah. Because if you start doing that, the whole thing is going to go up in smoke. That's why Rov Rishonim learned the Pashup Shot in the Gemara. The Tarichle is going on what? What is the Tarichle going on? The Tarichle is going on only Bizman Azeh. The Tarichle, right? Rov Rishonim say it's only going on rock. Bisman Azeh. What's the Svara? The Svara is the Shita Mekubetzis. Because if we allow them to get married on Sunday, the whole thing's going to go up in smoke. Okay? people are going to go through, and that's the Ritva he quotes in the Vamos, that it's a low plug, halacha lemaisa. And the Rishash and Chassam Sofer of Bizman and Mishnah, they were a separate day because of Tainus Pesulim, and Shaktu told me Wednesday, right? Tainus Pesulim could be what? Could be Sunday or what? Sunday or Wednesday. Shaktu tells me Dafka Wednesday. So I don't care, lemaisa, that a guy could get it together. Bizman and Mishnah, they were worried about it going up in smoke. So that's how Rav Rishonim say, Rak al Zman Hazeh, the Tarachle, the low Bizman HaMishnah, because of the Svara of the Shita Mekubetzis. Okay? That's number one.
Wasn't that Rashi and the Rambam who held that?
No. That was their, that Rashi and the Rambam say Bizman HaMishnah, Halacha Lamaisa. Rashi says Bizman HaMishnah, right?
You can't do Tarik.
What'd you say?
Rashi and Rambam say...
This is the... You're absolutely right, Ezra. This is the Svara... Lamaisa of who? Of Rashi and the Rambam. Rov Rishonim say it was good. You're right. This is the Svara of Rashi. Very good. And the Rambam. This is the Shita Mekubetzis saying the Svara. Okay? They were insistent that Wednesday must stick. This is the Tarachle Rashi Ram Rak Al Zman Hazeh V'lo B'Zman HaMishnah. You gotta have what Wednesday? Because Yavo Velitos. I'm just gonna say. Yavo Velitos. Okay? Yavo Velitos. They're going to come and make a mistake. Thank you, Ezra. That's the Pshat Rashi and Rambam. Excellent. So, Lamaisa makes a lot of sense. However, the Bach has a different beer. The Bach says, a person that is making the Sarkei Suda on Sunday doesn't do a good job. That's the bottom line. They don't do a good job. And therefore, we insist on Wednesday that he should have time and he should do it Mamon Berevach. The Bach says, Mamon Berevach. We want a nice Suda. No matter what you do, you're not going to have a real nice one on Sunday. You need a time for Sunday. That's the Zman of the Mishnah. Bizmazenu, women get married any day, you know, that's not enough reason to exclude Sunday. It's not fair to Sunday, okay? Even though it'd be good for the catering halls because they make a lot of money, right? But we don't exclude Sunday, and therefore if you're ready to go, you're ready to go. So excellent, Ezra. This is all Biurim. For Rashi and Rambam that say that Bizman and Mishnah were insisted on Wednesday. So Mamon Berevach. Okay? Mamon Berevach. We want you to make a good meal. That it should be what? That it should be done properly. And therefore we don't give Sunday. We only want Wednesday. That's the Svar of the Bach.
But then, okay.
What'd you say?
Nowadays you should say the same thing.
No, but nowadays we don't assume like that. Because people get married any day of the week. But so Lamaisa, you get it together. That's the Svara that he says. That's the Svara that he says. He says, nowadays, people get married every day. It's not enough reason to exclude Sunday. Sunday, it's not fair to Sunday. Okay? But Bizman and Mishnah, you have only two choices, Sunday and Wednesday. So Revach, we go Mamon and Revach. Now the Prisha gives a different Svara. The Prisha says, very beautiful, he says, Bizman and Mishnah, Halacha Lamaisa, he says, in Ibn Ezra, O Zion, Bizman and Mishnah, even if you got it together, we can only add one more day. What's that one more day? Sunday. Right? Sunday. You can only add one more day. The Chazal were not butthole the kvius of Wednesday to add one day l'nesuin. Okay? They weren't willing to do it. Bizman hazeh, without shaktu, you can get married every day. So therefore, if you get it together, you can get married any day. In other words, it's one thing if nowadays we break Wednesday and you can get married any day of the week. That, okay, it's for following. You know what for following is? It's done already. Get married any day of the week. It doesn't make a difference. You break Wednesday, you can get married any day of the week. But Bizman HaMishnah, the preacher says, I'm just going to say, Nosaf Yom Echad. We're adding only one day. Bizman HaMishnah, what's the one other day we want to add? Sunday. Because you got to still keep Tainus Pesulim. So for one extra day, Chazal's not going to break their Wednesday. Keep it on Wednesday, that's it. I don't care if you got it together. I don't care if you got it together. And you were Torah, Lamais. So late already. Okay, we had so much, you hear what I'm saying? No matter how hard you work, Lamaisa, you're only going to add one day. So therefore, they're not going to break Wednesday for one day, for Sunday. But Bizman HaZeh, which you get married any day, the whole thing's for following, so no problem. If you got it together, you can get married on Sunday. Okay? That's the theory of the Prisha. It's a very beautiful Svara. Okay, excellent. So that's the Svara of the Prisha. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, that's the Svara that we want to tie in. And just in general, Halacha Lamaiser, Shmuel Rozovsky says, Bizman Chazal, they were Misakin Yom Yuchel and Asun for Tainus Pesulim, and we said Wednesday specifically because of Shaktu. This Takana is not Nevatelis, even though Batal Atam. It makes a lot of sense. I want you to get this down. You know, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich, we said Shaktu's always a secondary reasoning to Tainus Pesulim. So even if Shaktu's not Shaykh Bisman the Mishnah, because the guy was rich, the guy got it together. I don't know if he has to be rich, but he got it together. But you always have the first reason to fall back on. You follow me? Tainus Pesulim. So if it's a secondary reasoning, even if it's Batal HaTam, you're going to keep it. You follow me? But Bisman HaZeh, there's no Tainus Pesulim, Svarim. Because you can go to Beis Din any day. So all you have is Shaktu. So if it's Batal HaTam, Batal HaDin. And if the guy got it together, why do it? So I want you to get that Svar of Reb Shmuel. Okay? Chedushi Reb Shmuel, he says a very beautiful Svar. Okay? So thank you, Ezra. These are four Svaras in Rashi and the Rambam. Why you would keep Wednesday Bisman HaMishnah. That the Tarich Leh is Rak Al Zman HaZeh V'lo Bisman HaMishnah. You know what that means, V'lo Bisman HaMishnah. That means Dafka Wednesday all the time. Okay? And as I said, the push of shot in the Gemara is against Rashi and the Rambam. That the Tarich Leh was going on what? Only Bisman HaZeh. Right? Yeah? I mean, actually the push of shot in the Gemara, I like Rashi and the Rambam. But when the Gemara says Habim and Shaktu, you're already at the stage of Kol Yom V'Yom, no? Did you read the Gemara like that? The push of shot in the Gemara is already Kol Yom V'Yom. You're talking Bisman HaZeh. We're asking Bin Shaktu. The Tarich Leh. It's going on in the Mishnah too? Push of shot not. But it's funny, Rav Rishonim learned like that. Not Rashi and the Rambam, though. So the Gedolei Achronim relied on Rashi and Rambam, and we point out four different svaras why that's so. Okay? Chedushin of Shmuel is very good. It's a backup. You see, it's a secondary takonin. So, Batal HaTam, I don't care, still do it. You got to do Wednesday, because it's not a mission. But nowadays, you don't have Tainus Pesulim. So all it is Shaktu. So if you got it together, why do it? Batal HaTam, Batal HaTakonin. Okay? All right, very good. Now, Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Let's see the Gemara, okay? Let's see the Gemara, guys. Let's see the next line of the Gemara, okay? You guys don't have college today, do you? You do? Okay. All right. Let's see the Gemara. On Gimel Amud Beis, what does the Gemara say? On the top line, my shaktu. What does my shaktu mean? Translated, if we would write our own art scroll. Daniel, you can write in it. You just got to pay the, I got to tell you who to pay for the Gemara, okay? You can write it. I don't know, that I don't know. You'll ask him, okay? Whatever it is, it's priceless. The tire is priceless. That's a Gemara. Okay, my Shaktu. We're translating art scroll. What is Shaktu? Wrong. That can't be it. What is Shaktu? Let's get it, guys. Four different Shaktu and what the Kasha of the Gemara is. My Shaktu. What does my Shaktu mean? Let's go, guys. My Shaktu. Okay? My Shaktu. If we were writing our own art scroll, we would write the four Shaktu like this. It's very interesting. What is Shaktu? Okay. So it comes out, very interestingly, okay, in the Pshat in the Gemara when it says My Shaktu, what is it? What is the Gemara bothered by? What is it asking? Phenomenal, okay? Rashi, go ahead, Yossi, read the Rashi there for me, please. Go ahead.
My Shaktu. Hekan Shaninu Shaktu, Jemashina Mahaka.
Where is the source? Where's the source in Tanaic literature? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Brisa? Go ahead.
Imishem de Amra Shmuel Le'el, Leslon Le'osve Mine La'amora Hrina.
If Shmuel said it before, then don't ask me a kasha from another Amira. What does that mean? The Ritva says the same thing. The Gemara is asking. This kasha is a continuation of the Gemara Le'el. What does Shmuel say? Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok? What did the Gemara ask on Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok? Habin and Shaktu, yes?
Yeah.
And what did the Gemara say? It must be that the kasha of the Gemara is that Shaktu is not from Amoraim, it's a Brisa. Because if it was an Amora, why would the Gemara attack one Amora from another Amora? Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok is an Amora. The Gemara asks, Bin and Shaktu Shkoyach. If Shaktu was said by an Amora, who cares? That's not a kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is where? It must be from Tanoim. The Gemara's asking, where is it in Tanoic literature? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Brisa? So that's what I want you to get that on. My Shaktu. Rashi Naritva says, Ma Makor. That's the kasha. Ma Hamakor B'Tanoim. What is the Makor in Tanoim? You follow this, Kibi? It's a beautiful Ha'ara. That's what he means. Because, one sec, Jacob. What does he mean? He says, Imishim Dharma Shmuel El. Right? What do you mean Shmuel El? Who's Shmuel? Shmuel Bar Yitzchok? Who the Shmuel? Who's Shmuel, guys? Who's Shmuel? I think he's referring to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, no? What'd you say? Yeah, in the previous Amud is Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. It's just funny that he calls him Shmuel. It's Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, right? I think that's...
On the first half, there's Shmuel.
Yeah, is he referring to Shmuel, the one who says Shaktu on Beis Manav? I think that's what he's referring to.
That's what the note brings to.
What does the note say?
It just says Beis Manav. Okay.
Yeah, so who said that? That was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I think Kibi, it's Beis Manav, right? Beis Manav, he said my Shaktu. So who said it? It can't be Shmuel. In other words, he says, if it was Shmuel in Amira, then you're asking from one Amora and another Amora? That's what Rashi means, Yimshum Dharma Shmuel El. Don't ask me Akasha. He means Shmuel Beis Manav. It doesn't mean Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So therefore, it's got to be Tanoic literature, and the Gemara is asking, where is it? What's the Makor in Tanoic? That's the Rashi and the Ritva, how they learn up my Shakti. Okay? Very nice. That's the Rashi and the Ritva, they learn the Pshat. Okay. Three other Pshatim now. Let's get it. The Yeshita Mekubetzis learns differently. I gave you. What does Yeshita Mekubetzis learn? What does my Shaktu mean? He says the Gemara is asking Kasha on the Makshin. The Gemara asked, being in Shaktu, right? It said, you need Shaktu. Kodim Takana says you get married every day. Being in Shaktu, I don't understand. Why did the Gemara ask, being in Bracha? That's the Kasha. Being in Bracha. The Gemara is asking, why do you ask about being in Shaktu? What are you forgetting about the Bracha? I grant you, it doesn't say it the Feirush in the Gemara, but when the Gemara says, my Shaktu, what are you asking about Shaktu for? You should ask about the Bracha. Netanel, you follow me? That's the Kasha. When it says, the Gemara says, what, Shaktu? That's the way I would translate it. What, Shaktu? Like, you know, I say, you know, when someone says to you something surprising, what? It's like the Gemara is asking, what, Shaktu? Ask about a Bracha. Right? Being in Bracha. The Bracha is the reason why. Why don't you ask about the Bracha?
And why the
Gemara says, Puruvu.
And why wouldn't the Gemara...
That's what the Gemara means, my Shaktu. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara is going to say, because why? Because the reason why we get married is not because of Bracha, but because it's of Shaktu, but it's a Brisa.
That's in a very long time.
Okay, but we were Medayik from Tosfos and Beis Manav, that was an Eitz HaTova. Tosfos Medayik from the Bracha. Tosfos Medayik on Hamanav. You remember the bottom of Tosfos? You remember that, Kibi? Toys on the bottom of Beis Manav said that Bracha was an Eitz HaTova.
Yeah.
So that's what the Gemara is going to answer.
The Shita, the Gemara is not about to answer that.
Yeah, it is, because it's going to answer the Brisa is Shaktu is the Iker, Bracha is a Tufel. It's like an Eitz HaTova. That's Gemara's answer.
This Brisa that the Gemara...
Yeah, the Brisa is going to quote right now, Shaktu is the Iker and not Bracha.
Even though it doesn't bring up Bracha.
Right, that's what I said. That's what I said to the Insider. Bracha's under the lines. It's a little difficult, but that's what he wants to say. But I think it's a good way of saying it. My Shaktu is, what's your marker? First shot. The other is, what, Shaktu? That's the second way I learned. Okay, a third way. Okay? What's the third way? Shita Mubez has a third way. Very, very, we actually made this point ourselves on Beis Aman Aleph. Such a strange Lashon Shaktu. My Lashon Shaktu. To be diligent. What does that mean, diligent? The Chamer, diligent? Of course they're tzaddikim, the Chazal. No, but then we're going to ask, why do you say Shaktu? That you shouldn't move from it, Lamaisa. That it's, you know, what is it? What is it? What is the Gemara saying so dramatically? I don't think it appears anywhere else in Shas. I mean, I can't say. If you look in the computer, but Shaktu Chachamim, I don't think it applies. I don't remember it. Now, Raya, that I don't remember it, but it doesn't come up often, I'll tell you that much. Wouldn't the Chachamim are diligent in this Takana? They're diligent in everything. So Gemara is asking, my Shaktu, what's the Lashon? What's the Lashon of Shaktu? Third way.
Who said that?
Shita, yeah, second shot of the Shita. Okay? And then the last way, okay? The last way, Lamaisa, we have, let's get this, and the Pnei Yoshua and the Chassam Sofer say that the Kavana of the Gemara is asking, how do you know that after the Takanas Pesulim was bottled, that there's still a Takana of Shaktu? That's the, because remember we always say from the Ran that the Ikar reasoning is what? Tainas Pesulim. What's a secondary Shaktu? So if it's secondary, I would have thought once Tanab Slum goes up in smoke, Shaktu should go up in smoke as well. So the Chassam Sofer, who else did we say? Pnei Yoshua. And the Pnei Yoshua say that even though it's a secondary Takana Lefi the Ran, secondary, I don't know how to write that in Hebrew, we'll say Shnia, even though Shaktu is a Shnia, how do you know it's Adayin Kayemis? Even though Adayin Kayemis, Afal Pi, even though Shatainis Sha'ikr Batal. Sha'ikr Batal meaning Tainis Basum. Ikr Batal, which is what Tainis Basum we know is the Ikr. That's the Raya of the what? Of the Chassam Sofer and the Pnei Yoshua. So those are the four ways to learn the Kasha. And the truth of the matter is, the Gemara is going to prove that even afterwards, it was Nishra B'Kviyas. So the Pnei Yoshua is Masberit, Halacha L'Maisa, that we assume that there was a din shaktu that remained even after what? Even after the Takana. Okay, let's just close with one more point. I know it's late, but we didn't have much time today. Okay, one last point, real quick. So let's go make sure we got everything today. Chazarov, Yasmin, and Seder for Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. We got. Then we also had the Pshat and the Gemara. Machlokes Rishonim. Did it apply when? Does it stick? Does Wednesday when it said in the Gemara the Tarachle was that only Bizman Hazeh or even Bizman Mishnah? Rashi and Rambam against all the Rishonim, and we have four svaras, what the svar for Rashi and Rambam is, and now we have four ways to learn up the Kasha. Let's just close with this, okay? And that is the following. What is the nature of this halacha of Shaktu? What is the nature of this halacha of Shaktu, okay? Let's say a chassan is a bad guy. I don't know if he's a bad guy, but he doesn't want to do it. He's a lazy guy. He refuses to do to work for 3 days for a suda. What do you say in such a case? Do we allow it?
Isn't it the Ran?
So the Ran, excellent, the Ramban, and it was quoted in Shulchan Aruch, I gave you, Simin Samach Dalet Sif Dalet. Let's get it.
Is it Ran?
Yes, the Ran, the Feirish, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Tur, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Simin Samach Dalet Sif Dalet, Rov Rishon, Simin Samach Dalet Sif Dalet, in the Machaber. Quotes the Rimigash, the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. There been a frame, the riff. If a chassan doesn't want to do it, we're kofah him. I don't care if you don't want to do it, you lazy man. You're not going to be lazy with us. Kofah noso. We're kofah him. He must do it. Kofah noso laso shaktu. No doubt. Okay? That's the way they paskin halacha lemaisa. Even if he what? Even if he cannot say EF Shib Takanas Chacham, and the Rashi and the Ran say B'Shim Rabbein Chanano, even if he doesn't stipulate that he wants to do it, I don't care. You're a Yid, you observe Halacha, I don't care whether you say you're Makabal Chazal. Every Yid is Makabal Chazal. You have to do it. And Halacha Lomaisa, I want you to get this, the Ramban says an amazing thing. We'll close with this. Okay, we got a lot to do, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, okay? We say the Farish. The Ramban says, from the Gemara and Ksubis, Mem Chesmaf, Ola, Imo, Ve'eno, Yoredis, Imo. You got that? Let's say the woman's rich, and he's not rich. She expects $300,000 banquet meal. What do you say? Ola, Imo, Ve'eno, Yoredis, Imo. Ola, Imo, Ve'eno, Yoredis, Imo. If he's wealthy and she's not, she goes up with him. If she's wealthy and he's not, she doesn't go down with him. Not only is he responsible to make the meal, he has to make a $300,000 meal because she's a daughter of a millionaire. So we really pounce him. Not only can he not be Michael, we're calling for him to do it, and he has to do it the best of his ability. More than that, yeah, it's a similar thing, but this is the Takanas Chacham. It's a Takanas Chacham. So it's a tremendous Kiddush. So we have to see tomorrow, but should we begin with, is can she be mochel on it? She says she's a tzedekis. Can she be mochel and say, I don't want it? I don't want shakti. So that will begin with shir tomorrow, Lamaisa. We got a lot to see. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day in Refu Shlema. Let me write his name down. I got to get it in my notebook. What is it again?
Moshe Avraham. Ben. I have everything.
Okay, who wants to down for the Omid? Nina. Masha Chayet. Shkoyev. Okay, Fushlin. Hezishim. Okay, who wants to down for the Yomid? El, you want down for the Yomid? Okay, let's begin. Ashu Yoshevetech, or Yuchasel, or.